First day of November, the morning after the night before being Halloween, and yet again we are waking up to reports on our news that fire crews came under attack whilst in attendance at incidents in the Armagh, Belfast, Cady and Crossmaglen areas. Here to talk to me about that is Gerry Lennon, Group Commander of the Northern Ireland Fire and Rescue Service. Gerry, good morning.
Good morning, Ivan.
I thought this sort of thing was dying out, but I was wrong. It must be hugely frustrating for your people. They go out to try and help, and they come under attack by people. It's disgusting, isn't it?
Oh, well, it's disappointing, Ivan, but I mean, the vast majority of people last night enjoyed Halloween. Attacks in general are coming down year on year, Ivan, so that's okay, but it is disappointing because we work closely with all the communities, doing youth engagements and school visits. We're visible on the ground to try and reduce these attacks on firefighters. But yeah, disappointing, few isolated attacks. Doesn't reflect the communities because it's only the minority, Ivan.
Yeah, very much a minority. Any of the crews injured in any way last night?
No, there's no crews injured, thankfully. Armagh, the crews withdrew because of stones. That was the same in Belfast. And Cady, there was slight damage to the appliance, some stone damage, but it didn't affect our operational response, Ivan, which was good. And in Crossmaglen, there was a few fireworks thrown, and again, the crews withdrew for their own safety.
Have you ever had the opportunity, Gerry, to speak to people who engage in this type of activity? And has there been any clue as to why they do this?
Well, again, we try and get the message. We go to all the schools, all different youth engagements, where we capture some of the young people that are involved with this. And I haven't got the answer. I don't know. They see the appliance there with the blue lights, and they think we're there to spoil their fun, but we're not. We're there for safety. So if someone phones the fire service with regards, say, a bonfire or something like that, it means someone is concerned about safety, and then we go there for safety. We're not there to spoil anyone's fun. It's just unfortunate and disappointing.
Over 200 calls you got last night. I mean, that's quite a lot, isn't it?
Well, it is, Ivan, but that's down from last year. In fact, we're down nearly about 10%. We attended 136 incidents. Again, that's down from last year, nearly 20%. So that's good news. So the youth engagement, our school visits, our safety appeals is working, I think.
Softly, softly, catchy monkey, that sort of thing.
That's right, Ivan, yes. But we'll continue. We'll continue. We're visible on the ground, and we'll continue to do what we're doing with prevention and education.
Gerry, I know you're busy this morning. I'll have one more question for you, then I'll let you go and get back to your life. How does Halloween compare in terms of incidents and density with the 11th of July for the fire service? Is it on a par, or is it much less than the 11th of July?
Well, the Halloween and the 11th of July are quite similar calls-wise and mobilisations-wise, Ivan, but again, they're two of our busiest nights, without a doubt. But the positive thing is that the calls are coming down. We're not as busy on the 11th night anymore. And that's due to the work on the ground with the firefighters engaged with the community.
Gerry, it's not that I don't like speaking to you, right? But I'm hoping that I'm going to come in here some morning after either Halloween or the 11th of July and say to my producer, Ricky, is Gerry coming on this morning? And he's going to say to me, no, he isn't. There were no attacks on the fire service last night. I hope we can get to that situation.
Well, one attack is one too many.
It is.
We'll continue to get out there and get the news over.
Gerry, you're gentleman, the scholar. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Ivan.
Good morning to you. Bye-bye.
And you.